The League of Women Voters, Common Cause, and the National Council of RAZA backed the anti-gerrymandering Fair Districts Amendment, approved by voters in 2010. Thursday afternoon, the coalition delivered a 12-page letter explaining a plan they say better complies with fair districts than the one the committee was preparing to pass. Wesley Chapel, Representative Will Weatherford, introduced the group's proposal. When he called for someone to explain its methodology, no one stepped forward. Weatherford even called out by name League of Women Voters spokesman Ben Wilcox.
I want to just one more time, before I go into the explanation of the map, I know there are members of the representative of the League of Women Voters that are here, Mr. Wilcox, who serves as our lobbyist. Mr. Wilcox, we would love to have you come on and express any of your thoughts on this map. I know y'all worked hard on it. We've had many others express thoughts, and just one more time, we'd love to give you a chance to do that or share any words with the committee. Not prepared to do that? Okay.
Weatherford's explanation was to question the motives of fair district supporters. He started by saying the citizens of Florida deserve better than a letter delivered the night before a scheduled vote.
And frankly, I find it disappointing that anyone would suggest first calling our maps, looking at them in a derogatory manner, saying that they don't follow the letter of the law, and then refusing to stand before us and explain to us how theirs does. And I'm very disappointed by that. But, Mr. Chairman, since we don't have members to speak on that, I think that it's a frankly unfortunate political and more likely probably a legal stunt that this is taken. And I frankly find it offensive.
Before and after the meeting, Wilcox said the group is letting the letter do its talking for now. It explains a nesting concept where House of Representatives seats don't cross Senate district lines. The method produced a map with three House seats in each Senate district. The results are sometimes meandering, raises questions about voting rights compliance, and whether communities of interest remain intact. Broward Representative Evan Jenny, who says he generally supports the League, offers insight into why the group is declining to explain itself publicly. There's probably no more of a political act than the drawing of districts for which politicians will compete to represent. Battle lines are being drawn, and Jenny says the skirmishes will occur in the courtroom.
A lot of these questions, to be completely frank, are going to be answered in depositions. I won't be of any part of it, but there's going to be people suing left and right. And, you know, these questions are going to come out more and more with a whole lot more detail.
And Jenny predicts the battles will be waged on the House floor in neighborhoods across the state. The committee approved a plan for the House that pits 38 incumbents into districts with other legislators. For instance, the proposal places Democrat Jenny in the same district as Hollywood's Joe Gibbons.
It's going to be very ugly on both sides of the aisle. There's going to friendships will end, tears will have to be dried, teeth will gnash. It's not going to be a good couple months for some folks.
Jenny says his friendship with fellow Democrat Joe Gibbons will survive redistricting. That so many incumbents will have to compete against other sitting politicians. Someone explains Weatherford's anger with the criticism that the committee drew a plan protecting sitting politicians and favoring one party over the other. A Herald Times analysis of the plan says the Republican-controlled House's proposal increases the odds of Democrats winning 9 to 11 additional seats.
Based on newspaper articles I've read by your very newspapers, almost a third of the legislators in our chamber are drawn out of their seats. There's not a single legislature in the history of America that I know without a court order that has drawn that many members out of their seats. We did it because that's what the Constitution said we had to do. There was no politics involved. This was purely something that we felt like we had to do to follow the Constitution. And so that's why the attack on the integrity of the process with that letter was what was most disappointing.
Even with an additional 11 Democratic seats, the balance of power would not change at the Capitol. The GOP would still have a 70-50 advantage in the House, while Democrats hold about a 500,000 edge in voter registration. Weatherford said the plan is to present a proposal to the House Thursday and then send it to the Senate Friday. Then the redistricting maps would head to the Florida Supreme Court for a 30-day review. For WFSU-FM, I'm James Call.